Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What would you do if God called you? You heard him, maybe it was an audible voice, maybe it wasn't, but you sensed his, there was such a strong impression you could not deny it. What if God called you to leave your home, the comforts of all that you know, and of course you've acquired things along the way, and you're comfortable. But if God told you to go, would you go? Would you give up what you have? Well, our guest today has done that very thing, he and his wife. And they have been here. This is not the first time they've been on our show. And he's been on here before. And he talks about a heart for children. And it's the calling of reaching children that has really touched the heart of our guests. And so I just take a moment to pause to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is because God has a heart of love for you. As much as he loves children, he loves you. And whatever you're going through right now, whatever you might be facing, a challenge in life, the Lord wants you to know that he loves you and that he knows you. And that you're not alone, and he sends Matt Walton in studio today. Matt is leading the Child Evangelism Fellowship Ministry. His role oversees the entire state, and he'll talk to us about that. But it was Matt and his wife, Stacy, who moved to Oahu in 2012 to be missionaries with Child Evangelism Fellowship of Hawaii. They left the comforts of home in North Carolina, where he was a youth minister. And here he is, and here they are today. They're members of First Presbyterian Church. And Matt, I want to welcome you. Welcome to our show. Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Now, the last time you were here, you talked to us about selling everything, mm-hmm. packing up your packing, selling it, getting what you need, and then you're going to drive.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And while you're here, you had a vision that you were clear to describe about reaching children. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about, remind us about that vision.
Well, I mean, it's a vision for the whole islands here in Hawaii. And that vision is that every child on every island can hear the gospel at the age of 12. We believe that if children have that opportunity to really hear the truth of who God is, as you said, that he loves them, that he wants a relationship with them, that he wants to forgive their sins and begin that new life in them, then that can set them on a path that can change their life forever. And we believe that as more children hear that message here in Hawaii, that there'll be a ripple effect, and who knows, we could have a revival again here in this state.
There are two things that come to mind that strike me when I hear you say that. Number one is it's a sense of hope. Yes. Hey, here's a guy that has a heart for children. Anytime you talk about young people, mm-hmm. children, it enlivens things. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you watch TV, you listen to what's really going on, if you spend a lot of time on the internet, it could be pretty depressing.
Yes, yes.
But when you talk about young people, mm-hmm. children especially, the other thing, however, Matt, is you said every child mm-hmm. in Hawaii,
everyone,
by the age of 12, mm-hmm. that is a daunting challenge.
Yes.
Somebody might say, Danny, that's impossible.
You're right.
What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Matt, What goes on inside of you to be able to articulate such a vision? Mm.
Well, I mean, I think it's really just looking at God's word and seeing that he loves everyone. You know, he wants everyone to have that relationship with him. And it's clearly, you know, different places like Matthew 18, where he says, let the children come to me. And he has a passion for children as well. But, you know, it is a challenge. It's not something that we, on a limited staff, we only have five full-time staff right now. We know it's impossible for us to do this alone. And so our strategy really is to partner with the local churches. The local churches are ordained by God in His Word. You know, CEF wasn't ordained, you know, in the scriptures, but we are what we call a supporting ministry for churches. So our goal is to come alongside the churches, to train them, to give the resources to those people who already have the passion for children, and put them in connection with locations, whether it's at the public school or during the summertime in parks and places like that, where they have the opportunity to do what God has placed in their heart, which is to share the gospel with children and do it in an effective way.
You mentioned five staff. It reminds me, there's a ringing in my ears about five staff, five loaves,
yes,
and two fish,
uh-huh,
and a miracle that Jesus did in feeding thousands.
Absolutely.
It's not the five. Mm-hmm. It's the fact, I believe, that you place yourselves in Jesus' hands.
Yes. Right.
That's where the miracle takes place.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's where what to us is impossible,
mm-hmm,
with God, all things
absolutely
are possible. Since the last time you were here, mm-hmm, give me an update. Give us an update. What's the progress been like?
It's been, just amazing as God just continues to open His doors for us. Previously, I was working as a local coordinator here. CEF board invited me to become the state coordinator. So now, as you said before, I'm in charge of the ministry here. But again, it's more of a humbling position than anything else, just trying to work with the rest of the staff and give direction and work with the board here. But God has opened doors for us. We have 10 Good News Clubs and after-school programs across the state. We have some on Maui. We have some in Kauai. And we have obviously some here on Oahu as well. We've been doing trainings on various islands. We just came back from the Big Island doing a training there with Berean Bible Church there, and we're looking forward to Good News Club starting out of that. This summer, we reached more children with the gospel than we did last summer. We had more CYA students, teenage students, go through our training program. And so God just continues to bless, you know, our efforts as we seek to add more children to the list of that have heard the gospel here in Hawaii. Again, as you said before, it seems like a daunting task, but our goal is that every year we increase, you know, just setting the bar just a little bit higher and allowing God to do that just by allowing us to step out on faith.
And you're seeing that happen.
We are. Yeah, it is.
Let me pause. Mm-hmm. Allow me to indulge myself for a moment and highlight someone, mm-hmm, who is very, very dear to Child Evangelism, mm-hmm, Fellowship, and also dear to my wife, Jamie, and me, mm-hmm, and our ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Maureen Finnegan.
Yes.
A dear woman of God,
mm-hmm,
who has really partnered with our ministry for the last two decades, since, mm-hmm, we started.
Mm-hmm.
Maureen has laid a foundation here.
She has.
In the islands.
She has.
How have you, Matt, been influenced and inspired by her example?
Oh, for one, just her longevity. I mean, just her willingness to sacrifice as much of her life to this ministry, and especially here to the people of Hawaii and the children here. This past summer, she shared experiences where she got to speak with adults who were in her child programs before, who were part of the five-day clubs, and they were able to tell her, you know, I came to know Christ because of something that you shared with me in that club. And she was able to see, you know, full circle how things were coming. And now the children of those children are in our ministry now. And some of them were teenagers in our summer program this past summer. And so she was able to see, you know, how the children that she ministered to, now their children are in our program and they're sharing the gospel, and just to see how that just continues to cycle through and how God is blessing that. And so for me, just that encouragement to know that, you know, in a ministry like this, you get to see some of that fruit sometimes, but it is a long-term process. And she has, as you said, been faithful. And I'm sure as she's listening to this right now, she's probably blushing a little bit because she doesn't like to be talked about much, but she's very humble. And so I really have appreciated getting to know her and appreciated her insight, especially now as the state coordinator, to be able to tap into that and say, Miss Maureen, what do you think about this?
There's a certain accumulation of wisdom.
Yes.
That,
yes,
comes from life experience, mm-hmm, ministry experience.
Right.
It's those, mm-hmm, intangibles. It's
right.
the sense, the sensitivity, the sensibleness, mm-hmm, the timing of things that God, I think God somehow distills that in people, perhaps he just does it for those at certain points who he knows they're faithful.
Oh, yeah.
Others at times, myself included, I've tried to, there's been moments I've tried to pray and then I've tried to answer my own prayers and I short circuit the process.
Right.
I have to go, the Lord in his way, I've always loved athletics and the Lord has to say to me, son, Danny boy, go run around the track one more time. Right. You got to take another lap. There's more lessons I need you to learn as you go around one more time. Well, maybe today you are going around one more time in your own life. And I would say to you, dear friend, I'm with you. I've gone around many times the same track. But it's incredibly valuable because there are certain things that we will notice that we didn't notice the first time. And oh gosh, if we could, by the grace of God, be faithful like Miss Maureen, Miss Maureen Finnegan. And it certainly inspires and encourages. Matt, someone today is been hammering away on the Sunday school. They've been hammering away in ministry and they are on the threshold of saying, you know, I don't see any fruit. I don't see anything happening as a result of all the time, all the years that I've that I've invested.
Right.
And it's exhausting. And they feel like time has gone by without much. When we come back, I'd like to ask you to share a word of encouragement to that dear brother, that dear sister, that dear friend.
Absolutely.
Oh, as you hear today, Matt Walton has been sent by God to, at this moment, to encourage you, to encourage me, to us. He's with Child Evangelism Fellowship. He's a state coordinator here in Hawaii. Big vision. Every child by the age of 12. To hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the banner that he carries. His name is Matt Walton, Child Evangelism Fellowship Hawaii. When we come back, he's going to encourage us with more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Oh, I've been there with you. Hey, we've been there together, haven't we? You try something and you work it out. And hey, when you first start, it's really exciting because there's the novelty of it all. And you start seeing things, you have great ideas, you start implementing things. And then after a while, it seems like things just sort of get flat. You're on a plateau. And your endeavor, your dream seems to vanish right before you. The excitement is no longer there, and you contemplate the thing you never thought you'd ever do, and that is to do something else. Maybe I should. Maybe I missed my calling. Maybe I heard wrong. Maybe it's just time for a change. And it might be. It might be. God moves in various ways. But there's some sterling quality about someone that is able to hang in there decade after decade after decade. And if that's you who deep down, maybe you've been dislodged a little bit, you're listening to the right program, the Good Life Radio Show, because our guest today, Matt Walton, I believe the Lord has sent him here to encourage us. I need that encouragement. Maybe you need it too. Find out more about our program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this podcast for free. To find out more about Child Evangelism Fellowship Hawaii, cefhawaii.com. Again, cefhawaii.com. Matt, speak to us about continuing on.
Well, I think especially with children's workers, as you're talking about, they sometimes get a little frustrated maybe with maybe not seeing results, as you said before, and you know, it's just very time consuming. If you're really doing a good job as being a Sunday school teacher, a WANA teacher, or working with a children's church, it takes a lot of time investment, and sometimes you may get discouraged when you don't see those results. But I would say, you know, that you are making a difference, and I think that's one of the benefits of being a part of this ministry with CEF. Is being a youth minister for many years, it was very rewarding, but it was, you know, you just got these short glimpses because by the time they came into the youth ministry, they really, the mold is pretty much set. You know, I could tell pretty much which teenagers were going to follow the walk, you know, those who were grown up in the church and those kind of things, or those who, you know, could say the right things, but you knew they were going to be making wrong choices along the way. And just try as you hard, as, you know, as eloquent of Bible lessons as you put together for them, and it didn't seem always to have that much effect on them. But working with children over the past few years with CEF has really been rewarding, because one of the keystones of what we do is we say that whenever you teach God's word, offer a simple invitation. And the reason is that we expect, based on what God's word says, that his word is going to change lives, that his word is going to have an effect on the children. And so we say, we train people in how to give a simple invitation that gives that child that opportunity to say to that teacher, this is what God is doing in my life. Either I've made a decision to follow him, or I want to know more about this decision, or I'm struggling with what it means to now be a follower of Christ in my family. How do I treat my brother? How do I treat my sister? And what we found, at least for us working in this ministry the last few years, is as we watch this process where teachers teach and then they give an invitation and then they have that one-on-one time with the children afterwards, the teachers begin to really be encouraged because they get to have those conversations that they may not have had before, where they get to really, really see, yes, what I'm teaching, these stories that I'm teaching them are not just, you know, going in one ear and out the other, that it's having an effect on their lives. And I think that's the most encouraging thing for me about this ministry, is watching teenagers and adults go through that process of learning how to teach the Bible lessons, but then also learning how to give that child an opportunity to respond, and then seeing some fruit come out of that. And I think that's one of the missing pieces that, at least when I was a youth minister, that was what was missing for me.
How important are partnerships?
They're huge. You know, as you talked about, this is a huge vision that God has placed in our hearts with this ministry, every child on every island. And so we believe this can only be done by working with churches and working with the thousands of people here in the islands who already have that passion for working with children, who are already in those AWANA clubs or Sunday school classes, and they're just looking for that extra little bit to give them that encouragement, that extra little bit of training to help them see that what they're doing really is making a difference. And I think that's the biggest part of it. You know, without partnering together, this is it's a kingdom focused ministry. You know, we're not about developing or growing the name of CEF of Hawaii. Our vision is that children hear the gospel, and so we're willing to do whatever it takes to do that. And upcoming in September, we're going to be helping with the Awana training, the Hawaii State Awana training, and they've invited us to do some classes there. And so, you know, like I said, we're not about growing this ministry, so to speak, of CEF. We're about making sure that children have the opportunity to hear, whatever that looks like.
So perhaps you are a member of a church and you really love children. Mm. And there's a twinkle in your eye and a sparkle in your heart for the little ones. Mm-hmm. And there isn't anything better to you than to know that you're giving them the gospel, mm-hmm. that they have a chance, that they have an opportunity to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, and even at an early age, to make a decision to follow Jesus. Mm-hmm. And you say to yourself, oh, I burn with a yearning and a passion to see that happen. But, oh, that preposition, but. But I lack training. Mm. I lack resources.
Right.
I am outdated. I feel like I'm out of touch. I'm too old. I'm too irrelevant. What do I do? Where do I go? How can I find an outlet to this passion that God has placed in my heart? My friend. Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Absolutely.
Hawaii. Matt Walton, Miss Maureen Finnegan, and the rest of the staff are there sent by the Lord to help you with that very, very deep passion that you have. Matt, what goes on in the training?
Well, it depends about what we do. Different kinds of training. Some trainings we do specifically for a church where they invite us. The Sunday school department will say, we've got, you know, some new Sunday school teachers coming on board, and we just like to have some training and doing Bible lessons or maybe discipline. That's always a hot topic. You know, how do you maintain order in a classroom, Sunday school, that kind of place, while at the same time, you know, helping communicate God's love with children, you know. And so that's one of some of the things that we do is helping those basics. We have classes on age group characteristics. How has God designed children? What are they like at different stages, and how is it? What's the best way to teach them at this various stages, whether it's with visuals or objects or engaging their senses or one of the big things is trying to help communicate to teachers. We have to be careful because children are very literal thinkers. And so when we say things, we have to make sure that literally it makes sense. You know, if you say it's raining cats and dogs, a child is going to be looking for, oh, I got a new puppy or a cat coming down. You know, they're not processing things the same way. And so trying to help teachers understand. So when we teach, processing and thinking through those kind of things, you know, because they are different. And everything is new to them, you know, and trying to help teachers realize that, yes, this story may be something you've heard, the story of Noah and the flood, you know, hundreds of times. But this story for some of these children is the first time that they've ever heard it. And so trying to help those teachers realize that what a privilege that is to be able to come to it fresh like that and say, Lord, help me to teach this with enthusiasm. Help me to teach this in a way that these children really become excited about what we're teaching.
Maybe someone that's on the edge of reconsideration of their calling, so to speak, they need training.
Yes.
You come to training. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like going to a conference. It's like going to a seminar. You go, and it's not just the gifting of the motivated communicator, the speaking, the charisma. Hey, all those things come to bear. God uses that. But there's the substance of what's being presented. Mm. And even as you're speaking, Matt, it draws me in because I have a sense that it one change, one insight, an increase of knowledge and understanding will allow me to see the same situation in a completely different way.
Right.
And when that happens, my heart is filled with hope.
Absolutely.
My purpose is renewed. Mm-hmm. And so someone says, okay, I'm listening. Matt Walton. What do I do? Okay, if I want training, where do I go? How do I get it?
Well, you can simply contact us. You can go to our website, or you can call us on the phone or email us, and we'd be happy to schedule something for your church. Well, we also, when we do trainings for our Good News Clubs, those are after-school Bible clubs where we partner with churches. Anytime we do one of those, we always tell the group that's being trained, invite the rest of the people in your church that work with children. We're not trying to make this exclusive. So even if they can't participate in the after-school Good News Club that we're training you for, invite those other Sunday school teachers, Awana teachers, or whoever works with the children to come to the training, because we believe that they can benefit from the training, even if they're not going to apply it in the ministry avenue, as we're talking about the Good News Club or the five-day clubs that we do in the summertime. We want as many people as possible to be exposed to this, encouraged by this, and to realize that, yes, you can do these things. And one of the stories that my wife likes to tell is, you know, we worked with children for a long time in their ministry as a youth minister and working with children, too, at our churches. And my wife likes to say that, you know, for a long time, she felt like she wasn't qualified to share the gospel, even with adults, you know. But after going through the CEF training, missionary training that they sent us to in Missouri for 3 months, and coming back and from that, and for her to see, yes, I can do this. This is not that complicated. You just share the simple truths, you know, that we're all born into sin, that Jesus paid the price for our sins willingly. He did that on the cross, and that he offers us this free gift of love. And so once we go through these trainings with these teachers, and the light bulbs, as you say, start to go off, and they realize it's not that complicated. And children really can come to know Christ at an early age, and it can change their lives forever. There's so many testimonies of missionaries and evangelists and pastors who look back on their life and say, I was 5 years old when I accepted Christ.
I can say the impact has affected me as well. Mm. Of course, back when I was looking at it, I was looking at a flannel graph, you know, those felt figures and colorful, very engaging. Mm-hmm. By the way, maybe when we come back, we can talk about how the methodology has changed and yet for the 21st century. Mm-hmm. And yet the message is the same.
Absolutely.
Matt Walton, Child Evangelism Fellowship, Hawaii, training that will encourage you, training that will inspire you, that will reinvigorate you in your calling. CEFHawaii.com. Again, CEFHawaii.com. How do you maintain order in a class with unruly children? Matt Walton will share with us what he thinks, what he trains people to do, and what he does when we come back. You don't want to miss this. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
All right, so you're in a class. You're working with children, and they are like angels. I mean, whatever you ask them to do, they respond. Whenever you speak, their eyes are on you, their ears attentive. They're leaning in because they're so engaged with what you have to say. I mean, it is the perfect environment to teach children. And somebody right now says to me, Danny, what are you dreaming? What are you thinking? Mm-hmm. If you mention children in class for an extended period of time, you are going to get the unruly ones. Mm-hmm. They can only maintain control for a period of time, and then the real selves come out. Mm-hmm. But then I say, are we talking about children or adults? Because sometimes you can't really even tell the difference. I have Matt Walton in studio today. You're listening to the Good Life radio program. And he is a specialist when it comes to working with children, not only teaching children, but training adults to minister in an increasingly expansive way to teach, reach children with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can find out more about Matt and Child Evangelism Fellowship Hawaii at cefhawaii.com. But what about the real class? Mm-hmm. The one where a few might be listening and others might be fidgeting and mm-hmm. someone might be standing up and walking around. And
right.
How do you handle that? How do you maintain order?
Well, that's a good question, though. There's so much involved with that. One of the things in our training classes we talk about are some of the causes of the discipline problems in the class. Where does it come from? Obviously, some of it comes from the sinful nature of the child. And that, first off, recognizing that as a teacher is important, to realize that until the child has the Holy Spirit in their life, they're not really going to be capable of making a lot of good choices and wise choices. And so that's our top priority, is just sharing the gospel with them so that the Holy Spirit can come in and change their lives. And then also we talk about being clear with your expectations. We have what we call our UPS rules. So whenever we teach, we have five simple UPS rules, things like look up and sit up and listen up and hand up if you have a question. And we teach teachers to clearly communicate those things with the children. These are our expectations in order for us to have, you know, a good time in here and for everybody to learn those kind of things. And then also have clear consequences. So if you don't raise your hand when you're supposed to, what are the consequences? And we talk about, you know, simply the first, you know, opportunity is just being a warning, but really being clear with the children up front. Here's what our expectations are. Here is, if you don't meet those expectations, what's going to happen. And then you have to follow through with those things. And I think that's where a lot of teachers find themselves stuck in a place of frustration is because they may say, you have to raise your hand before, you know, I call on you, but it doesn't take long before the kids are just blurting out the answers and it's just too much for them to follow through with that. And so then the kids start to see that the rules or what your expectations aren't necessarily, there's no consequences for that. And so why do that? And so I think that's really, it's a challenge, I think, depending on the situation. You know, if you're at a church setting, oftentimes you'll have pretty much a large group of children who are really compliant. And every once in a while, you'll find that child who's, you know, trying to test the waters and those kind of things. And the other side of what we teach also is that, you know, if you're prepared and you have a really engaging lesson, that's going to help the children really stay in touch and stay in tune and not be distracted so much. Because if you're not prepared, if you come into the classroom and you're, 5 minutes late and you're setting up your stuff, the children aren't going to sit there with their hands in their laps, you know, looking quiet. They're going to find something to get into. And so part of it is our responsibility as teachers to have, you know, well-prepared lesson that's really engaging for the children. And when we have an engaging lesson, an engaging classroom, then we can say things like, if you don't listen or follow the rules, then we'll put you over in this little timeout area away from the class and you won't get to participate in this part. Then that becomes a consequence because they really want to be a part of what you're doing. And so then you have something to basically, lack of a better term, leverage that says, you know, you won't be able to participate in this fun activity of learning about God's word and singing the songs and review game and the other things that we do. And eventually, once you start to implement these things, and like I said, because we do, I think, a good job of making, having some variety in our teaching and making it engaging for the children, they want to participate. They want to learn.
What makes an engaging lesson?
Well, I think from the Bible story perspective, it's really just basic storytelling techniques. I think a lot of it is your passion, your knowledge of the material. It doesn't necessarily have to be flashy graphics or those kind of things. We do use flip charts, which is what we use now. We used to use flannel graph. Mm-hmm. And I think actually Miss Maureen may still have some of those and some of our other stuff. And it's funny, we've actually, when we were going through our training, we were taught how to do flannel graph and those kind of things. And last year, about Christmas time, we went to did a Bible club with a Christmas theme. And it was one of those situations where you couldn't have PowerPoints, you couldn't have a big display, but there's a large group of children. So we thought, well, just try the flannel graphs, because we had a big board that we could use and it was something that they could see, and it wouldn't be like it wouldn't be the small picture books that we have. And the kids really were engaged with it because they had never seen it before.
Yeah.
You know, we take for granted as adults, oh, that's flannel graph, you know, that's old school.
Right.
But the reality is there's a generation that has missed that. And so if you, again, it's the storytelling techniques. If you are excited about the story and if you are telling it in a way that's engaging to the kids, the whether you're using flannel graphs or PowerPoint or, you know, whatever is not going to be the deciding factor. It's God's word presented in a way that really touches the life of the child that matters.
What's your favorite story to tell children?
Oh, wow. Favorite story. There's so many. Recently we did Zacchaeus. We were doing that one. And that one always enjoy because there's a little bit of drama there with Zacchaeus, you know, being the quote unquote sinner, and being able to help children see even in that simple story that, you know, this idea that everybody was pointing their fingers at Zacchaeus and saying, oh, he's a sinner. But the reality is that the Bible says that we're all sinners. They were also in the same boat that Zacchaeus was, and that Zacchaeus was climbing up in this tree and he thought, you know, he's going to be above the crowd and wouldn't be able, nobody would see him up there and he'd be able to kind of see what's going on without. And Jesus stops right there underneath that tree. And not only does he stop, he looks up and he calls Zacchaeus by name. That connection there for me is a powerful one to know, because me personally, knowing that God knows me like that, knowing that he cares about me the way he cared about Zacchaeus, that, you know, Zacchaeus who was, you know, nobody else cared about, nobody wanted to look at, and helping children see that too in their lives, that God loves them. He knows them by name. He knows them personally. He created them. And he wants to have that relationship with them like Zacchaeus. He wants to have a relationship with him.
Someone may be listening and saying, oh, that's a great message for kids. I wish that was so for me as an adult. Oh, gosh, I've made so many wrong choices in my life. If only I had a chance to turn things around. But I think time has passed. But it's good for the kids. What would you say to an adult who is thinking, feeling, or even saying those very words.
Oh, I say, well, that's exactly the story of Zacchaeus. He was an adult. He's an adult who made a lifetime of bad choices. And he was suffering the consequences of that. People didn't like him. People weren't let him in to see Jesus. And yet he's the one that Jesus found in that crowd, up in that tree, and said, I want to have a relationship with you. And later on in the story, we see that Zacchaeus' life was changed. He said that later on, whoever I've cheated, if I've cheated a dollar, I'll give you $4. Give you four times whatever I cheated. And so it was very clear that something had changed in the life of Zacchaeus. And not just Zacchaeus, it says his whole household. And so it's never too late. And there's so many countless stories in God's word where it reminds us that we're never too far gone for us to turn around or for us to see Jesus looking up at us and saying, come down from that tree. I want to have supper with you. I want to have that relationship with you. And so it's never too late. You know,
someone says, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that really true? Matt, if I want to come down from that tree, figuratively speaking, or I want to respond to Jesus, what would you say?
I'd say it's very simple. God says very clearly that if you call on him, he'll save you. So you simply, in our view with teaching with the children, we simply say, you know, it's recognizing that we have this need, that we're all born with sin, that we make bad choices. And then recognizing that Jesus, God's perfect son, raised his hand and said, I will willingly pay the price for your sins. I will take that punishment that can't be bought any other way. And then that he offers us a free gift. And we illustrate that with children a lot of times with this idea of at Christmas time or your birthday, somebody goes out and I go out and buy a special gift for you, Danny. And I've got this, put really lots of thought into it, spent lots of money on it. But it's not until you receive that gift that it's yours. You know, during that process of buying and wrapping and all that stuff, it's really mine. But when I offer it to you, you have a choice. And Jesus does the same thing. He paid the price for our sins. He says, there's nothing between you and me now. All you have to do is receive this free gift. And the same thing for adults. It's very simple. And that's the beauty, I think, of God's love for us, is that he doesn't make it complicated. He doesn't say you have to do anything. He doesn't say you have to work hard for it. There are some challenges still in your life afterwards, you know, as you start to follow him. That was what we talked about on Sunday, was the idea of following him. But to believe in him and to have that relationship begin with him, it can happen just in an instant. All you have to do is say, yes, I'll take it. I want to have you in my heart.
Someone today says, I want to open the gift. I want to receive the gift.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, lead me, they say.
Well, I would just say right now in your heart, just say, Lord, I know that I've made some mistakes. I know that I'm a sinner. And say, Lord, I know that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and I want to be a part of your family forever. I want to have my sins forgiven. It's just really that simple. You can say that right now, wherever you are. You don't even have to close your eyes. You can be driving in your heart right now. If you just say, Lord, come into my heart and forgive me of my sins and let me be a part of your forever family, he'll do that right now. And I don't know what your situation is, but I know that by simply doing that, your life will never be the same.
It sounds so simple, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
There is a simplicity to it, but it does not take away from the profundity, the depth of what Jesus Christ has done. A simple change, a simple decision, a simple openness of heart, even as Matt has described. My friend, this could be a moment of life change.
Yes.
Significant change in your life today. Something as simple as a change of mind and a change of heart.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, we'll talk about what goes on in the heart of someone who makes a choice like that.
Mm.
We'll talk about what happens in children. Maybe we'll even talk about why Jesus said, look at the children. We can learn from children.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Lord speaks to us about a simplicity of childlike faith that we all need to have.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's where the breakthrough is. Simplicity of faith, childlike faith. Matt Walton will share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club, Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So someone makes a decision to follow Christ and they open their heart to Jesus and they say, Lord, I believe you died on the cross for my sins, that you shed your blood on the cross for me. And I know that you're alive. You rose from the grave and you call me to yourself today. And as simple as Matt Walton has described it, I say, Lord, yes, I open my heart to you. What happens next? Well, we're going to talk about that today here at the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Matt Walton is in studio with me. Matt is the state coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship Hawaii. He's been dropping gems, jewels, all kinds of goodies along the way about how to relate with young people, children, how to teach, encouraging, inspiring us. Find out more about Child Evangelism Fellowship at CEFHawaii.com. Again, CEFHawaii.com. If this program has been an inspiration to you, you want to hear it in its entirety, maybe you're tuning in right now, you want to share it with a friend, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Matt, when a child accepts Christ, 6, 7, 8 years old, what happens next?
Well, one of the first things we train our teachers to do is ask the simple question of what has Jesus done for you? And really just kind of reinforcing that, you know, that as you said before, that he saved me, he forgave me of my sins, and then reinforcing from God's word some of the promises and some of those promises that we want to leave with those children, you know, assuming that we may not ever see them again. We want them to have from Hebrews where God says, I will never leave you. We want that child to see from his word simply that now that you're a part of his family, he is never going to leave you. No matter where you go, no matter what situation you're facing, this is a promise that God says in his word. And then right next to that, it says, the Lord is my helper. And helping that child understand that the Lord is going to help you. He's going to help you make wise choices now. He's going to help you make good choices. And then to follow up with that, we leave them with this third thing, which is from God's word too, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. That idea that now that you're a part of his forever family, that doesn't mean that you're perfect. It doesn't mean that you're never going to sin again. You're still going to struggle with that. It's going to be a growing process. And here is God's promise too, that now that you're a part of his family, all you have to do simply now is simply, and we call it telling on yourself. You know, it's really just saying to God, no, I messed up, God. I know that I did something wrong. When you feel that, when you know that, you stop and you pray and you say, God, forgive me. And God promises that it's as if it never happened. It's as if it's erased completely. And so leaving those children with those simple truths that God is always going to be with you, that he's going to help you make good choices. And even when you don't make those good choices in the future, that he is faithful and just to forgive us of those sins again. And so
that's good for children.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for me.
Yes.
That's good for every mm-hmm. adult. It doesn't matter if you're 80, 90, or 100, mm. or if you're 5.
Right.
Or 4 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
Or in your 40s or 50s. That is great stuff. It's necessary.
Yes.
Sometimes we lead someone to Christ mm-hmm. and we rejoice in it
mm-hmm.
and we leave them there.
Right.
And we don't, someone might even argue, Danny, Matt, the second part is could be virtually as important as the decision.
Yes.
Because, in fact, didn't Jesus command us to make disciples?
Exactly.
Not just converts who
right.
say, I accepted Christ.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that's part of our focus in ministry, too, is that idea of coming alongside the church is we want the church to be the one that does that follow-up. We're not trying to take the place of the church. So when we do our trainings and we equip these volunteers from the churches, what we're trying to do is establish those relationships. So when a child, whether it's through a five-day club or an after-school good news club, when they mm-hmm. come to know Christ in that club, the challenge is now to that team, and we give them the resources and tools and say, we want you to now follow up with those parents and say, Johnny has made a decision in our club today. And would you like to come to our church and learn more about the decision that he's made and learn more about our church and our fellowship and those kind of things? Because we want the church to be the one that has that role of discipleship. Because though our goal, our focus is sharing the gospel with children, you're right. We don't want them to just check off the box and say, all right, you now have Jesus in your heart. See you later. We'll move on to the next group. We really want those children to be planted in a group of believers in their community, which we think is also important, so that they can begin to grow. And we talk about, you know, the word grow with the children. We talk about how the G stands for going to church or going to your Bible clubs, Awanas and those kind of things. The R stands for reading God's word on a regular basis. And we give them tools for that. We have devotional books that we give to the children to help them with that, to establish that in their life. And then we talk about O means obey. And why is it important to obey? It's when we read God's word, he tells us some of the things we're supposed to do to have happiness and joy in our life and to make good choices. And if we don't obey those, then it's useless. And so helping them understand that not only do we read it, but we obey. And then the W we talk about, of course, the word witness, which is a big word, but we just simply tell children, just a witness is somebody who sees something and tells somebody else. And that's what God wants you to do. Now that you have a relationship with him, now that you have started this journey, he wants you to tell somebody else. And what we really teach our teachers to do at that point is to challenge that child right there after they're done with that closing prayer to find one of the other leaders in the room, whether that's a Sunday school or at one of our clubs. Find one of those adult leaders and go up to them and say, Johnny, tell Auntie Stacy that you are now a part of God's kingdom, because we want that child's first experience of sharing that to be a positive one. Because when Johnny comes up to Auntie Stacy and says, guess what? I'm a part of God's kingdom. Auntie Stacy's not going to say, oh, that's good. She's going to be like, that's awesome. That's so great. I'm glad to hear that. I'm going to pray for you. And because we don't know the child's situation at home. And so we want to give that child that first opportunity to be an encouraging experience. Because like I said, we don't know. They may, usually it's going to be apathy. I don't think we're going to have too many situations where it's going to be hostile. But usually you may find parents are just like, oh, okay, whatever. That's okay. And we really want that child to have a good positive experience of being sharing that they now have a life with Christ.
You're doing such eternal work, grand work for the Lord and for people, for our young people.
Mm-hmm.
Child Evangelism Fellowship, what events do you have coming up that people could possibly be a part of?
Yes, coming up on September 6th, which is a Saturday evening, we have an event called our Mahalo Dinner. And this is an opportunity for people who have been involved with our ministry to come and together in fellowship. Our name is Child Evangelism Fellowship. We also like to fellowship. And it's an opportunity for us to look back on the year and just see the ways that God has blessed the ministry, to have testimonies from folks involved with Good News Clubs and the five-day clubs and the teenagers involved in our programs. It's a very encouraging time for us all to get together and see how all the parts fit together and to just praise God for what he's done. And so it's also a great opportunity for somebody who is not familiar with our ministry. It's a free event. You can come out and look on our website and there'll be more information.
Where is it going to be at?
It's going to be held in Mililani at Trinity Central Oahu Church. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be, like I said, free. We'll have a meal there.
What time is it?
Starts at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
And like I said, if you can go onto our website, we'll be happy to send you more information about that. You don't have to RSVP, but if you can let us know in advance, that'd be great that you're coming so we make sure you have enough food for everybody. But it's, if you are not familiar with the ministry and you're curious after hearing about this, a great opportunity for you to see really kind of the fruits of what God has done over this past year and really get a feel for what this ministry is all about.
Hey, if the Lord has... You know, you've had questions, and you've had some of those questions answered. You're at a part where place in life where maybe you were parched in terms of your enthusiasm, but now there's some fresh water that's been starting to soak in your soul. Mm-hmm. Well, that's an encouragement from the Lord through Child Evangelism Fellowship Hawaii and Matt Walton. You can meet him there September 6th. Their Mahalo dinner at, what did you say, 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock at Trinity Church Central Oahu. Mm-hmm. Find out more at cefhawaii.com. Mm-hmm. A parting shot of encouragement to someone who's listening today who has is looking at their children or the children in their church. Mm-hmm. What would you want them to be thinking when they think about the children?
Mm. Well, I would just really think about the idea of looking back on your own personal life and saying, how could your life have been different if you had known about God earlier? I mean, there's so many adults that could look back on their life and say, oh, man, I love that I know Jesus now, but if I had known him just a little bit earlier, how would my life have been different? How much more could I have done for Jesus? And I think that's one of the things that sustains me, is really giving children that opportunity at an early age to know the truth about who Jesus is. And if you're involved in that, whether it's Sunday school, Awana, or children's church, don't listen to the lies of the adversary that says, you know, what you're doing is not making a difference, because it is. And it may take several years before, you know, Miss Maureen's case, where you get the opportunity to run into somebody who says, you taught my Sunday school class, or you taught that Bible club, and it changed my life. But don't feel like your contribution is meaningless, because I believe that you, as a Sunday school teacher or a children's church worker, have the most important job in the church.
It's not meaningless. It's not mediocre. Mm-hmm. It's magnanimous. Mm-hmm. The Lord is using you greatly, our dear friend and dear sister or brother in Christ. And for someone today who has opened their heart to Jesus, communicate with Matt Walton. Mm. Find out more. Let him know what happened in your life. cefhawaii.com. If you want to communicate with me, Danny, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Mm. We're open. Our hearts are open. Remember, September 6th, the Child Evangelism Fellowship Hawaii Mahalo Dinner at Trinity Church Central Oahu. You can find out more details at 6 o'clock. It's going to be at 6 o'clock, but you can find out more details at cefhawaii.com. I hope, dear friend, that you have been encouraged by Matt Walton today. His insights, his timeliness, his sensitive heart. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus, and we got something special for you there. And to help us with your financial support, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Go there and click Partners. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Matt Walton. More at cefhawaii.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today. Thank you.
you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.